Sir Hepis, come on up, sir.
I like the sitting vibe. I'm going to keep that going here. So father-son stuff makes me cry. Movies, TV shows, it does. It's actually very fitting that Clarice was about her father. My dad's nearly not that big of a badass, but still. I remember a couple of instances. One, I was on the couch in college of the girlfriend I was dating at the time, and the Will Smith episode comes on where his father shows up. And because it's a sitcom, you know how it ends, that the father's going to disappear again. And I remember bawling. I just remember crying so hard. And it's been relevant in so many other scenes. Royal Tenenbaums, the Ben Stiller scene. If you guys haven't seen it, I won't spoil it. But when Ben Stiller says, "Dad, it's been a rough year." Oh my God, I felt like I was calling my dad every day for the past, like, prior months. That I was like, "Dad, what am I doing?" And the king of all father-son moments to me is Field of Dreams. When
Iowa.
Yeah, like, the best Kevin Costner performance like you will ever seen is, "Dad, can we have a catch?" And you just hear that little crack in his voice, and it gets me every time. And one thing I wanted to talk today is about an individual who does separate himself for me from other people is my father. And it struck me when watching Man of Steel on Friday. I'm not going to defend the movie, and I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone. And I'm certainly not going to talk about Kryptonian technology, because that's a hot button in my house. when they announced that Kevin Costner was playing Pa Kent, I was like, oh my God, that is perfect. Never in a million years for any other role in the entire history or future of movies would I say, Kevin Costner should play that part. because I saw Prince of Thieves and it, you know, Untouchables is good, but let's be honest. And there was a lot of complaints people had about his take on the character. Like, that's not Pa Kent. That's not the way he acts. That's not how it's supposed to be. That's frustrating. Several of them that are prevalent in the trailer that happened in there. One, for me, just backtracking a little bit, is the one moment that gave me goosebumps and started to make me tear up the first time I saw that trailer was when Clark Kent asks his father if he can still call him Dad. And it was just so weird because none of us could ever possibly wrap our heads around the fact that we were beamed in a rocket ship far away from our planet to never know anyone that will ever be like us, ever. Well, with a few exceptions. but they don't touch on that so much in the movie. And we're not going to get into cloning. but, like, he's raised because I even had a friend of mine, I've talked to several people about being adopted. It's just like, to me, I always see the movies where they go out and find their father or their mother because they want to know. And I'm like, doesn't it bother you? And most of them that they say, they're like, I don't know any difference because even if I'm not blood, these were the people that raised me. These are my parents. I could meet them and they could be great people or they could be bad people, but they're not the people that raised me. Those are my parents. And fuck if Kevin Costner didn't do a great job in that film as Pa Kent, because so many people were bothered by the fact there's the line where he says, "Dad, what would you have me do? Would you have me let them drown?" And he says, "Maybe." And they show this in the trailer, and that's a dark fucking thought, especially for Superman. And that's what people don't get about this character, is that, yes, he's faster than a speeding bullet, and he's stronger than a locomotive, and can leap tall buildings in a single bound. But he has problems that we can never comprehend. And they say, well, what's the big deal? Nothing can penetrate his skin except for kryptonite. And they hadn't found that at that point in the film. Sorry, a fanboy. You got to look at it two different ways in this film. And so it's just like, history has shown that things that are different are bad, especially science fiction. He didn't want to turn his son into some sort of Frankenstein monster. Because you see when you watch this movie, and you can even get it from the trailer, that everyone panics, that the government assembles and brings him in. And Lois Lane has a great bit with him in the film where he comes in handcuffs and she's like, "You let them handcuff you?" He's like, "It seemed to make them feel more comfortable." And And I just watch a father that has so much passion for his son, that cares, and it's because he cares about his son. It's not that he doesn't give a shit about any of these other kids. It's that that's what a father does. Is that even if they feel like they're the most indestructible being in the universe, and my father can make me feel that way, he still knows that you're scared. And he still somehow gets that you go through what you go through. And he makes it feel a little bit better. And the first thing I did today on Father's Day is I called my dad. And nothing special. There's nothing you fucking put on a Hallmark card that was said. It was just nice to talk to my father, especially after watching that movie, because my father, like Pa Kent, has always been there for me. And that's why I love him. Happy Father's Day, guys.
Thanks, Sawyer. I forgot to mention, we should pay some service to the fact that this is Father's Day, so happy Father's Day if there are any parents in the audience or expecting parents. Or I mean, I'm sure. At least some of us will be parents one day. I do want to say that I really like Man of Steel, too, and this is coming from, Chris Geiger will tell you, a big Superman fan.
Obsessive. My brother's in it, too.
Right?
When I was at in Connecticut, my brother was like, I wonder how your friend who comments on all your posts about Superman.
Well,
I mean, Eric, and he's like, yeah, that guy who likes Superman.
So I've earned my reputation. I really like Man of Steel, but my favorite part of the movie was the scenes with Clark's parents. Chris and Kevin said, we are watching the Donner movie for a thing with Loot Drop, and I liked him better the second time I saw it. I didn't really like the movie before, and I it's paced terribly, and there's not enough of the parents in that movie. You don't feel Clark's connection to his parents at all, and I'm so happy that in this movie we get to see Clark get to know his Earth parents, because, I mean, if you look at Batman and Superman as the great yin and yang of superheroes, which I certainly do, Batman, he doesn't get to know his parents. Like, that's his tragedy, and I think it's crucial to Superman's character that he gets that Midwestern kind of almost nuclear family upbringing, you know, and just from a personal standpoint of someone who doesn't talk to his dad at all, it made me so happy to see that Superman, who is my hero, gets to know his dad. So I feel where you're coming from, Sawyer. Anyway, we can debate Man of Steel later, but I'd say it's easily better than the Donner film.